It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. It takes more than sequins, false eyelashes, and dazzling smiles to make a pageant queen. It also takes talent, poise, and the ability to do anything in high heels, which is pretty tough when you're a dude. As area drag performers get ready for their moment in the spotlight, Laura Kennedy has more on the demands and creativity of drag pageants.
The glitz and glam of the drag pageant world comes to the Twin Cities this Friday with the preliminary competition of the Miss Gay Illinois US of A pageant. Local drag queen Sharon Sharalike is the regular host of Drag Nights at the Bistro in downtown Bloomington. Sharon and her husband Michael recently decided to take the plunge into the world of drag pageants, acquiring the franchise of the Miss Gay Illinois US of A pageant. Sharon Sharalike says the difference between a regular pageant and a drag show pageant is, well, not much.
It's pretty much like a female pageant. There's different categories, and it's just like the best queens are competing in evening gown, talent, and interview. So those are the three categories in the US of A system.
Yeah, so it's very, very much something that we've sort of been raised on to expect with regards to a pageant.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Well, Michael, why did you guys decide to purchase the franchise for this particular pageant?
There's some historical significance, as Sharon is a former reigning title holder for that system.
From 2000, and you
2000.
Were runner-up? You were runner-up in
99. I was 12 years old.
You were the youngest winner ever.
You have to be 21, sorry.
And then I think it came about because this year, one of Brad's drag daughters was Miss Gay Illinois, US of A, and mm-hmm. she went to the national competition, and it was there that we learned that the franchise for Illinois might be available.
And previously, it had been held in Rock Island?
Yes.
Yeah, it seemed like a challenge, seemed fun to do. We have a lot of experience in that area, thanks to Sharon's
work at the Bistro.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And yep. organizing the charity drag show every year at Illinois State University.
Yep, and then I'm working at Wesleyan, too, and so a lot of different shows going on around the area. But yeah, I love the ISU Pride Show. That's a lot of fun every year.
What is involved in putting together a pageant?
There's a lot. Michael's been doing a lot of the online stuff. We had to do like a web page and set that all up with the history of the pageant. Anybody can go to that now and see it. It's IllinoisUSofA.com. And then we have to try to get prelims happening around Illinois. So I just contacted a lot of bars, and I know a lot of them because I do shows there, and I contacted the bar owners and tried to encourage them to do a prelim for us. And what that means is they'll have their own pageant at their bar, and then they'll send two winners. The first alternate and the winner will come and compete then at Miss Illinois.
And this is statewide that this is going
yes,
on?
Yes, yes. And right now we have four prelims that are starting, and then obviously some more in the works. But so that's what we have so far. We have a Miss Peoria, Miss Springfield, Miss Bloomington, of course, and then Miss Rockford. They just signed on. And we're trying to get some more prelims going. But so at least we know we're going to have eight really strong contestants. And the good thing about doing the prelims is you end up with the best contestants, you know, in the area, because they've already gone through the evening gown, the talent, and the categories that they needed to do. And so now when they come to Illinois, they're more prepared to compete.
Which is great for the audience, because then you're treated to a wonderful show at the same time.
Exactly.
Sharon Sharalike and her husband Michael spoke with GLT's Laura Kennedy. Sharon Sharalike's own drag daughter, Heavenly Rose Sharalike, is the reigning 2017 Miss Gay Illinois US of A, and she'll be appearing tomorrow night at the prelim. Other prelims will be held in Peoria and Springfield before the statewide competition to crown the 2018 Miss Gay Illinois on February 24th at the Bistro.